the numbers have nearly doubled, not quite doubled, too. There are now more than 1 million international students at U.S. colleges and universities, and the growth has been very strong. Certainly, the University of Illinois is one of the top five importers, if you will, of foreign students, with about 12,000 students out of 44,000 on campus. So it's a big share. Higher education is always one of the first things that states cut. It's always a popular target because higher ed has separate revenues. They can raise tuition. So rather than raising tuition on in-state students as much, they recruited more out-of-state students. We've seen this huge boom, you know, from California and Washington to Florida, and not just at major universities. It was small regional colleges that had probably never seen foreign students now have a pretty good population, with a lot of them coming from China.
Certainly not only, you know, the enrollment numbers, but some other numbers that really stood out in your article to me was just the amount of financial impact that those international students have on the communities. Certainly we've seen that here in Champaign-Urbana with all the building on Green Street.
Well, that's right. You have those high-rise towers now. I mean, people kept saying to me when I was in town, we never used the word skyline before, and now we do. So you have these, you know, two-story buildings, but suddenly next door to 15-story buildings, and mainly with international students. And of course, not just for housing, but, you know, one of the local banks has Mandarin speakers on staff. I went to the BMW dealership just south of town, and, you know, although native middle-aged buyers are a bigger part of their market, they were going to be marketing specifically to female Chinese freshmen. And I asked why so specific, and they said, well, if you're a freshman, you might be in a dorm, but now you're ready to buy a car if you're moving out. And the dealer said, for some reason, the male students tend to drive up to Chicago or go up to Chicago to buy their cars, and the women were more likely to buy locally. And overall, the estimate that people seem to agree on is that international students pump about $30 billion into the U.S. economy.
I'm curious, Alan, when you were here, you know, in Urbana speaking to, you know, students, faculty, administrators, how concerned are they about what they've been hearing from the Trump administration in terms of immigration?
Very concerned, I would say. I mean, it's sort of a question we don't really know the answer to. What impact Trump will have on this whole phenomenon? But people assume it'll be negative, but we don't know how major it will be. So, I mean, certainly a lot of the rhetoric out of the administration has been hostile to immigrants, and it's not just a matter of students, but, you know, the administration has found ways to cut back on H-1B visas, which are the visas given to highly skilled workers. Often, you know, a huge number of engineers in Silicon Valley have H-1B visas. And that can be detrimental to recruiting students because a lot of them come to the U.S. not only to get a quality education. Our universities are seen as very strong all over the world, but also with hopes of staying here and working here. So if H-1B visas are diminished, that would make it harder for them to stay after graduation and to find jobs. And, you know, there's just sort of this general tenor of the country not seeming as welcoming and friendly. And so practically every student I talk to, even if they were from countries such as China or India, which are certainly not on any target list that the president has put out, they all certainly were very aware of it, and we're all talking about younger classmates or siblings back home who now were thinking about Canada or Australia or Europe, all of which are now marketing themselves aggressively, knowing that the U.S. could be leaving some business on the table, so to speak.
So I guess for colleges and universities here, you know, they're getting to the point where, you know, for next school year, students are, you know, accepting offers and deciding where to go to school. I imagine there are some nervous administrators right now.
Yeah, everyone is very nervous. They don't know. I mean, most of the applications had to be, you know, most schools' applications had to be in around December. So it was before Trump even took office. It was certainly before he put out his, you know, so-called ban on 6 and 7 Muslim countries. But they have a term called yield, which is how many of the kids that you accept actually make commitments and come to university. So they're just finding that out now. And, of course, everyone is nervous for next year. You know, will applications fall off? And there was a survey done of about 250 colleges and universities, and it found that 40% of them had seen drops in applications from international students. And that got a lot of attention. Of course, the same survey showed that almost the same number, 35% saw more applications. So right now we don't know, but administrators are really, really scared. Like, so this has become an important revenue source for universities. I mean, the universities still talk, of course, about it being important for diversity, and it's a way of exposing domestic students to a broader picture of the world. And you know, they hold to all those values, but they talk much more openly than they did a decade ago about how this is an important source of money, that dollars are tight for public-supported colleges and universities. And so, yeah, they're terrified that there'll be a drop-off in this market.